go.
We have even gone ahead to summon some of them to come and meet us. And subsequently, we're going to issue a statement on that. But I can assure you that those who have done that without any authorization will be sanctioned. I can firmly assure you about that.
Do you have any rough ideas to the number of headmasters involved in this act?
We wouldn't. I mean, almost every day they are coming up, so we wouldn't. You know, but the point is also that there are some basic things that, yes, we expect that you ask the students to buy or to bring to school. But some of these basic things, they are optional. If, for example, the student, everybody knows that you have to come with bare sheet. But it is not for you to say that bring four or bring five, and then you have to ensure that the person brings four or five or etc. Let the person know that you need bare sheet, you know, but it's not for you. There are some of them who are directing them to some stores and some places to do that. And we are compiling the list of all that, and action will be taken on that.
Have you also settled the issue of PTA dues, and where have you gotten to?
PTA dues. As far as we are concerned, the first years, their parents have not met with the schools yet. So you can't charge a PTA dues ahead of somebody who is coming to school. PTA dues usually are fixed when parents meet the school authorities and then they agree on the support that they want to give to the school and then fix that PTA dues. So a first year student who has not even stepped in the school, when did you face a PTA dues for that test? So it's also one of the several issues that are coming up. And DS Council is meeting this afternoon, and these are the very latest and hot issues that we are going to discuss. And as soon as we finish, we will issue a statement on the issues that have arrived.
Professor Opokwamankwa asked head teachers to visit their portal at csspsgov.gh/SHS heads to verify students placed in their schools. He said the portal gives real-time update of list of students placed in various schools. This is to eliminate the situation where head teachers are turning away students on the basis that their names are not on the list initially provided to the schools.
The system we're using now, it said that as soon as you are placed in the school, all those who have access to it will see that you have been placed. It's just a matter of the headmaster or headmistress going into the system. They've been given that address, they know, and if somebody is sitting by it, every minute, every second that somebody is placed in your school, you will have that list. And I've given out the address. So when you go to a school and the headmistress or headmaster tells you that the list that I have here, your name is not the headmaster, headmistress, to go into the system and then look at the update and then ensure that your name is there. If that updated list does not have your name, then for headmistress, they have numbers that they know to call. They should call for us to know. But as far as we are concerned, if genuinely the person has been placed by the CSSPS and the person has placement form, the printout, the person's name must be in the system and it should be on the headmaster's list.
Prof, do you have indications that the printout from the net by the student are being forged or faked? Could that be the reason why the headmasters are not too sure of the authenticity of the documents that the people...
Yeah, so if you are not sure, you check with the list. There is a master list which is not printed out for you, but it's in your system. So just go into the system, print it out, or look at it in the system. If that name is not there, then you can always say that. If after that, the name is still not there, we are not ruling out the possibility that people may go and devise their own admission letters and things like that. But first, before you tell the person that your name is not in my list, don't depend on the one that you have printed out about a day or two earlier, go into the system and then check. If it is not there, that is when you can deal with it. Or it's not genuine, or what is the real issue, then we get to sort it out.
The Director General of the Ghana Education Service also explained the situation where students from far places are admitted into day instead of boarding schools.
Almost all the boardings have a quota for these students, and then they have a quota for boarding. And when we were working on these things, the data that we collected from them, we agreed on the percentages of boarding and then day. What we did not really agree was for us to say that for the 10 people that we are putting there for you as they are Kwesi, Ama, Kwame, etc. You know, that discretion we left for the heads to do because they are in the school. But generally, there are things that they take into consideration, proximity, the person might be a disabled person, and issues of that kind.
Prof, what happens in a few instances where you have that people from very far distances are placed in day?
That issue is something that I believe cropped up because most of these are coming from people who did the self-placement. And the challenge was that they print the schools without recourse to these things. But when you go on to do self-placement, the first button that you click will take you to a region. So if you are in Water region and you decide to choose Ashanti, it will give you the list of all the schools in Ashanti, you know. And these schools in Ashanti may be day boarding. So once you choose a school in there, then it becomes a challenge for you. When you go in there, then they say that you can only be offered day. You know, this year, there wasn't anything like the computer placing somebody here or there. The first level of placement were based on the choices that the individuals, the candidates and their parents and everybody made. And then the second level of placement is what we call the self-placement. And in the self-placement, the candidates, their parents did it on their own. It wasn't us sitting in GES or the ministry placing them at places. But we have also given out numbers out there. Once these issues come up, we expect that people will call in or people are even coming into the ministry and we are getting these issues resolved.
That was the Acting Director General of the GES, Professor Kwesi Opukwa-Mankwa.